Daf is Daf Mem Dalet. Firstly, Chaim, thank you so much for taking over yesterday. Okay, so today's Daf is Daf Mem Dalet. The Baam Mem Gimel Mer Beis. The Gemara begins. The five lines up. Amar Biyabohu, Amar Biyochanan, Kol Isurin Shebetora Ein Heter Mitstarif LeIsur. When it comes to all Isurim throughout the Torah, we don't have the Heter combined with the Isur. You have to have a shear of that Isur itself. You can't combine the Heter with it. And look at Rashi just for an example. Rashi says Ein Heter Mitstarif LeIsur Achal. You eat half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of milk together. Ein heter mashim es shir ha'iser l'chayava. We don't combine the two of them together. Since each one in its own right is only half a kazayis, it's a little bit confusing because you normally when you cook them together, it becomes one entity. This bas b'chav is a tricky example. But either way, in general, we have to have a kazayis of the iser itself. You can't combine the heter along with it, except for Rashi, the Gemara says one exception is chutz me isurei nazir. When it comes to nazir, sharei amr Torah, the pasuk says mishras. The pasuk says mishras. The entire pasuk reads me yain v'sheichar yazir chomets yain v'chomets sheichar lo yishav. He can't drink wine or anything like that. V'chol mishras anavim, everything that anavim, grapes or wine is soaked in, we're able to combine the bread it's soaked in along with the wine. So in other words, even though there might be only half a kazayis of wine, you could have the half a kazayis of bread, that becomes a shir kazayis for an iser of nazir. That's an exception by nazir. So the Gemara says, again, chutz mi iser nazir, sharia amr Torah, mishras. That comes along ziri. Ziri says there's one other exception. Ziri amr af seor bal taktiru. There's an iser deraisa that person cannot be maktir seor in the base of mikdash. Has to be from matzah. You can't use seor. So there's a din that if you are maktir seor, even though less than like half a kazayis of a seor, it's combined with the davar heter, you can be mitzvah, not can be, but the din is it's mitzvah, the iser and heter, by seor. Look at Rashi, four lines up. Af seor bal taktir, that you can't be maktir seor in the mizbeach. Nami heter mitzvah iser, you can combine that which is mutter with the iser to have the shir kazayis. Chati zayis kometz disor, if you're doing a kmitza of seor, which is the iser, but only half a kazayis. Along with that, you have a chati zayis de matzah, which is actually permissible. Those combined together, vein muravim, they're not mixed together. It's not a tarovis. It's just el kalecha nikar. You have each one separately, but you put them at the same time. The din is your mitzarif, both of them, it will amount to an iser. So again, according to the first opinion of Rabbi Abou, the only exception is a nazir. Ziri adds in seor bal taktir. So the Gemara now wants to know, kiman, who does he hold like? Who does the Zeir hold like that he includes even the Seor Baal Taktiru? He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol that we learned on earlier in yesterday's Daf, on Daf Mem Gimel, that Kol comes to include even that which is Baal Taktiru. Look at Rashi again. Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol Le'el, who may hasam nafkalei kedamrin Le'el, miktsasa minayin. How do you know if you only do a partial amount of a kazayis, less than a kazayis for Seor, you get the Isser? Tamalomer kol comes to include, even though you have less than kazayis of the seor, it can be combined with a half a kazayis of something mutter to the total of kazayis. So these are the two exceptions. The Gemara says, if the whole premise to include seor bal taktir is the word kol, ihachi, then naturally it's going to include also, going on to memdala now, linin chametz bepesach nami. Like we learned yesterday, the word kol came to include that even if there's a tarovis of chametz, which means it's only part of chametz and part of it something else, but the whole thing together in totality is going to be a kazayis, that will be subject to an iser lav. So shouldn't you say chametz as well? Look at Rashi. Afilu chametz nami, deha merinan le'el, or deha demerinan al eruve bilav, that the word kol means that a kol of a tarovis of chametz, there's a lav in eating it. Behind you nami heter mitzarif le'iser. Is this not another example where you're mitzarif the heter along with the iser? To which the Gemara says, einach nami, you're right. That includes any time we have an exception of the word kol, any tarovas that's subject to an iser, it will have the din of heter mitzdarif l'iser. So if it's including a chametz, how come Ziri presents it as a special thing about seor bal taktiru? Why is it dafka the case of seor? So Gemara says he's not coming to exclude chametz. In a chanami, chametz is also subject to heter mitzdarif l'iser. The reason why Ziri was stressing seor bal taktiru was coming to exclude a different type of seor, which is what? Lafuke midebai, to exclude the position of Abaye, damar yesh haktara lepachas mikazayis. He felt that there is an iser of haktara, of seor, less than a kazayis. You don't need a heter mitzarif l'iser. In other words, if you have a half a kazayis of seor, according to Abaye, you're chayiv. According to Ziri, you're not chayiv, unless there's also heter, along with the half an iser, to have a total amount of a kazayis. But if there's just a half a kazayis of seor alone, your pater, according to Aziri, Rabbi thinks you're chayiv. Just read that again. Lafuke mea debai. Damar yeshak tara lepachas mikazayis. Kamash malam. We learn from Aziri. Daktara lav lepachas mikazayis. Daktara must be at least a shir kazayis. Now, how you get that shir kazayis, he says, you don't need to have a pure kazayis of the seor. You could have a combination of seor to an matzah, but it has to be a total of a kazayis against the position of a bayah.
So now, that's what I don't understand. When we said seor can combine with matzah, is that in two separate means? Is that two separate?
And not mixed together. Not mixed. Is Rashi not mixed together?
On the same day, he does
the same time, same exact time. Bebas achas, same exact time.
He does komets and then he does a matzah
at the same time, exactly. So the Gemara then says four lines down. Yosef Rav Dimi veKamarle Lashmaisa. He was sitting down learning the sugya. Amarle Baile Rav Dimi. V'chol Isurin Shebatorah Ein Heter. Is it true by the rest of the Torah? All of the Isurim, aside from Nazir, and aside from now we have Seor, Baal Taktiru, and Chametz, every other Isur, we do not combine the Heter with the Isur, Ein Heter, Mitzdarif L'Isur. Vatnan, the Mishnah tells us in the Maseches Tevilio, HaMikvah Shel Truma, which is a combination of a food that they made, like a thick Truma. Rashi says it could be some type of oats, dice, what the Brach Gemara Brach is called, some dice, some oats, some grains, mixed together very, very thick. You put some seasoning in it. So it's a mikvah shel chuma. The base of this food is chuma. Vashum, vashemen, shechulin, the garlic and the oil and the other spices perhaps, is chulin. So you have a mixture of chuma and chulin. Vinaga tivil yom b'miktasim. A tivil yom is a person who went to the mikvah, but there wasn't shkia sachama yet, so he's not fully tahor. He needs to wait for shkia. So he's right now between the tevila and shkia. He's called a tivil yom. The tivil yom is able to be matame certain things, or pasul certain things, I should say. So now what happens is, v'nogat tivil yom b'miktasin. So this, I have a big pot of truma. Now there's some chulin in there as well, but if the tivil yom touches the pot of truma, the food and truma, the whole thing is tame. The whole thing is pasul, I should say. Nogat tivil yom b'miktasin. Pasul is cool, and the whole thing is pasul. But let's say there's a different case. Ha-mikvah shechulin, let's say the oats or the oatmeal, the grain, whatever you're making, is all chulin. And the flavoring, the shum, the shemen, the garlic, and the oil is shel truma. So now the ikar is really chulun in this case. B'nagal tivil yom b'miktasa. Now tivil yom comes and touches this chulun. The food is basically chulun, but a little bit of a truma. Lo pasal ela mako magal bilvad. It only pasals a little bit of it. Because since b'ikar is really chulun, and the truma is secondary, it's tafel, we view this as only a chulun item. But there's a little bit of truma in there, so he pasals just whatever he touches. But the whole mixture does not become pasul. So now the Gemara wants to know, Bahavina ba makom magal amai psula. Why do we say even the place that he touches, why should that even be pasul? That should still be tahor. Because what? Ha batla la tavlin berov. Right? Most of it is chulim. Most of it's oats. Most of it's chulim. So now he put a shum, he put some of the garlic or oil in it, and now should have bitta berov. So bitta berov, we don't acknowledge the chuma that's going to be there. So I know you're asking one of the question. Wait a second. But there's tam there. But tavlin gives taste. So the different answers that are given, we have not yet been introduced to ikar tam kikar yet. We don't know tam kikar. We're going to learn that later on. Right now, we don't know tam kikar. So it doesn't exist at all. You have to leave that in the back of your mind. That's one. Rashba says, no, we know tam kikar now. But tam kikar only applies to a din of isra chila. But this talking about truma, so tam kikar does not extend itself to the world of truma. And the third explanation is, whoever said it's giving flavor. You can have garlic and oil without giving any flavor. So according to some, there's no flavor of the truma. That's why we could say bittel. So bittel barov here, we can ignore the truma. That's what's going on here for different reasons. Fine. So Gemara then says, now what happens is the tivil yom touches the chulin, but Gemara wants to say, why is the makom magal pasul? But lo le tavlin barov. We should say bittel. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Matam, what's the reason why there's psula, the pasul is lashon of tumah? Why is it tame? Hold the zar lokalein b'kazayis. Because if the zar would eat it, he gets the malchus if he ate a kazayis of this mixture. Okay, so since it's a kazayis of tumah that's in this mixture of chulin, so now since the person, the non-kohen, gets the loka, malchus, for eating it, so it also would be subject to tumah, at least makom magal, if a tivil yom were to touch this. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. He explains, Dimua Midiraisa. Dimua is when there's a Truma and Chul mixed together. It's called Dimua. It's a mixture. Dimua Midiraisa, it's a Dinderaisa. Vizar Lokal of the Kazayas Mishum Diyesham Chumala. If there's a Kazayas of Truma, he gets Malkus for eating it, even though most of it's Chulim. Hokach legabe tuma nami mishum shem tuma. So just like if a tzar eats it, there's malchus, there's a shem tuma. Also legabe hilchos tuma, if someone touches it, there's also a shem tuma, and it will be subject to tuma. Umiu. However, nonetheless, lo chamir kachuma atzma lifsolas kulam. But it's not the whole thing is in truma, only kazai is somewhere in there, so we don't pass on the entire mixture, just the makom mago. That's the din. Fine. So now, so this is the mission, this is the explanation. So what's the relevance to our point here about heter mitzdarif l'isser? So Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case here? La mishum de heter mitzdarif l'isser? The guy takes a bite of one kazai's full of this oatmeal. So there's no truma, not kazai's a truma in a spoonful. It's mixed together. There's a little truma and a little chulin. Must be, we're mitzdarif a heter with a iser truma, and you can be mitzdarif for shir kazai's, even outside of the examples we said. Even by hilchos truma, that should be the case. So does this not prove that we do say heter mitzdarif for iser, even by shar isur? To which Gemara says, lo, not true. My kazai's, what does it mean there's a kazai's here? Dika kazai's b'chtech is pras. So we know there's a wide range of shirim. How does one define the time of kedech is pras? Chassam Sofer says anywhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. What that means is, granted in one bite, I may not have a kazayis of chuma, but in 2 minutes, by me eating over and over again, I'm eventually going to have a total of kazayis in the period of 2 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever the shir is. So nothing to do with heter mitzdarif l'iser at all. But I lemais had a kazayis b'chtech is pras. That's what we learn here. Nothing to do with our discussion. So Gemara says, okay. So it's an Indian of kedech is pras. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. By eating something, kazayis, b'chdeachis pras is deraisa? That is a requirement that I need to eat a kazayis in that amount of time? That's a din deraisa, whereby I would get malchus for eating such a mixture? Gemara says, amalei in. Yes, it is. That's a shear. That's a din deraisa. And the shear of eating a kazayis within 2 to 9 minutes is a din deraisa, and one would get malchus. But again, nothing to do at all with our conversation of heter mitzdarif l'iser. So Gemara says, okay.
The kazayis are referring to his full truma that he eats in that 2 minute, 9 minute.
Exactly. Let's say 10% of it is chuma. So he needs to eat, you know, whatever amount of spoonfuls to get a full kazayas of that. But each spoonful is only 10% chuma, 90% chulin. But if he has six spoonfuls, that's going to amount to a kazayas of chuma. So the Gemara then says, Amar lei, ihachi, that's the case. Amai pligi rabban ale, to Rabbi Eliezer b'kuta chabavli. We saw yesterday this thing, kuta chabavli, which is some mixture of chametz and milk. So if that's the case, if there's a shear, the Indian of a kazayis kedech is pras, when you eat kuta chabavli, you're eventually going to have a chametz there. So how come Rabban say that's not the real din of chametz there? Even though in one spoonful there might not be chametz, but over 10 minutes, over 9 minutes, you'll have a kazayis. So Amar el amai, mishum deheter, mitzdarif l'iser. The reason why the kuta chabavli, according to at least the one who says usher, is because they hold heter mitzdarif l'iser. That's why I think it was Rabbi Elazar who felt it was usher to eat this. And the Gemara says, no, if that's the case, if it's really heter mitzdarif l'iser applies to kuta chabavli, like we said above, that the word kol comes to include even chametz, so then amai pligi rabban aleh, sof, amai pligi rabban aleh, the Rabbi Elazar b'kuta chabavli. Why did Rabban argue? If in the Maisa, the reason why Rabbi Elazar says that kuta chabavli is usher is because we're combining the chametz that's in kuta chabavli along with any hit the heter. So why do Rabban actually argue in that case? So Gemara says, don't bring me the conversation of kuta chabavli. Elahanach lo kuta chabavli the less bekazayis bechdeach is pras. That doesn't qualify. You can there's such the chametz that you eat in that amount of time, 2 to 9 minutes, is not going to amount to a kazayis. It won't. Why not? So Gemara explains. Because the kasarif, the lashon kasarif is strange. You might think it means burn, but it means to swallow. If you were to swallow the kuta chabavli whole and into big chunks and eating it just like as a food, but ladaita etel kadam. Nobody ate kuta chabavli like just a full bite. How was kuta chabavli eaten? It was dipped in. So Gemara says, v'i mishater kashater, if you dip in, that means to be metabel. If you dip your bread in or your food in to dip, as it's a certain dip, v'achal less because I b'chdeach is fast. Certainly you're not going to amount to that. So imagine you have a little dip, and you dip your food in. And so each dip, in 2 to 9 minutes, you're not going to have a kedeach is pras. The kuta chabavli is a whole other discussion. It's not going to qualify. If you eat it whole, in one shot, nobody eats that way. That's not called achila, that's bala daita eta kadam. If you eat it dipping in, you eat it so slowly, it won't amount to the full shear. Just like, for example, there's a shayla. Do you say, not shayla, we know when you drink coffee, you sip soup, or anything really cold, like ice cream, you don't say bracha achrona typically, because you don't eat it enough in amount of time. When you're sipping coffee, you don't have the shear of yeast in the right amount of time. If you're having soup, you don't heat it in enough amount of time. It doesn't qualify bracha achrona. You need a kazayis kedechias pras. So too, if you're dipping something into a dip, you're not eating an amount of a chametz in 2 to 9 minutes, and therefore that wasn't part of the discussion. We could ignore kuta chabavli, not related to what we've been talking about. Okay, now back to our topic of kedechias pras being deraisa or not. So Gemara says Aceve. Shtei kederos, acha shel chulin v'acha shel chuma. Let's say you have two pots. One is made of chulin, one's made of chuma. And lefneim shtei medochos. You have two, what do you call them again? The grinders, the press. You press the garlic. So shtei medochos, acha shel chulin v'acha shel chuma. So one is used for chulin, one's used for chuma. V'naflu elu toch elu mutarin. Let's say you have the garlic from the chulin. It fell into one of the pots. You forgot which one. It could have fallen into the chuma. It could have fallen into the chulin. Then you have the other garlic that's been pressed in the chuma. And the chuma pressed, and that fell into the other one. So now you don't know which fell into which. It's possible the chuma fell into the chulin, the chulin fell into the chuma. Or maybe the chuma fell into the chuma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. So you don't know. The din is, elu mutarin. They're both mutar. Shani omer chuma latocha chuma nafla, v'chulin latocha chulin nafla. Now, I could just say, I'm tolin. I could say, you know what? Let me just assume that the chulin was, fell to the chulin, and chuma fell to the chulin. Now, the problem is, we only apply tolin by dinei derabanan. We don't apply this to din deraisa. If the issue here of chuma is din deraisa, how could you say that you assume the chuma fell into the chuma? Let's say it fell into the chulin. And you're going to let the guy go eat the chulin that has chuma in now? He's going to go ahead and eat a kdechis pras of chuma? And that's the issue of deraisa if he's not a kohen. Now, v'amris, if you're going to say kazayis b'kdechis pras is a deraisa, so my aminan shani omer chuma l'toch v'chul. Why would you assume? How could you comfortable saying that the chuma fell into the chulin? The guy might go ahead and eat it and violate a din deraisa of eating chuma when he's a zar. We've discussed in the past how, according to everybody, chuma mederaisa is certainly when it comes to degan chatiros kumitzarachas deraisa, sharp peros machlokas deraisa derbanim. When it comes to vegetables, yerek, shum, garlic, or any other herbs or spices, those are definitely derbanan. So chuma tavlin or derbanan, since it's a din derbanan, that's why we're comfortable saying tolan, that we can assume chuma went to the chuma and chum went to the chum, because we're talking on a derbanan level. We are not talking about a deraisa level. Gemara now says a similar question. Aceve, last Bryce on the page here. Shtei kupos achas shechulin achas shechuma. Two boxes. One is chulin, one is chuma. Ulefneim shnei son achas shechulin achas shechuma. And there's a pile of grains or whatever the food is. One of chulin, one of chuma. But naflu elu l'toch elu mutarn shani omer chulin l'toch chulin nafla chuma l'toch chuma nafla. Now one fell into one box. You don't know which is which. And the Gemara, the Bryce says, okay, you assume the chulin fell to the chulin. And the chuma fell to the chulin, chuma rather. Now, Iyamis, if you're going to say, because I asked Bechidech, it's Prasad Deraisa, Amayamrina, why could you say this? Let's say the chuma fell into the chulin. And now Azar goes ahead and he eats it, and he ate a kazayas of chuma, and the Kedech is Prasad, he violated an Issa Deraisa, it's Chai Misa. So Gemara says, Shani Omer, Amayamrina, Shani Omer. So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, Hanach Lechuma Bizmanazeh, Dirabanam. Because Bizmanazeh, which is what the Bryce is referring to, there is no Chiv Deraisa of Chuma Bizmanazeh. It's all Midirabanam. And since we're talking about a level of Dirabanam, therefore we're comfortable saying applying the din of Tolan. Okay. Gemara now says last two lines. So up until now, we've been assuming that the word Mishras, based on the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis, came to include that Nazir, we apply the din of Mishras means Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. That if you soak the wine, it's Mishras, it's soaked in bread. Even though there's only half a kazayis of wine, there's half a kazayis of bread, we say, heter mitztarif l'isser. That was the basis. And the Gemara is going to point out now, the word mishras is used actually for a different drasha. What's the drasha of mishras? Hai mishras, l'hachi udasa, hai mi barilates needed for the following, l'cha detanya. Mishras, litain to tell me, going on to mem dalem beis now, litain katam kikr. We're being introduced to a very important concept in the shas, Tom Kicker, that the taste is like it's actually, as if the item is actually going to be there. We're going to go through a number of sources how we know this, but one source is based on Mishras. There's a big discussion in the Rishon, does one get Malkus for eating Tom Kicker? Tom Kicker sounds like the taste itself is like it's there. So if you have the taste of Chazer, the taste of something that's Nevela, and one eats it, it's mamish like eating the actual Nevela. You're eating the actual, or drinking the Nazir, the wine. It's a real Isser. Will that regenerate Malkus or not? So according to the Balmor says there's no Malkos for that which is Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker is Usser, but it's not going to be subject to Malkos. Why not? Because we're about to see the first source is based on a Kav HaChomer. And we say, Ein Mazi, Ein Onshim Adin, Ein Mazi, Ein Adin. So even though it's Usser, we can't apply a punishment. That's based on the first understanding. We're going to learn another one later on, based on Gilei Nachrim, which is the kashering of the pans from the Milchavis Midyan. That's really a mitzvah aseh. We see the source. Mitzvah aseh is really the source of Tom Kicker. And we know mitzvah aseh cannot generate malchus. For two different reasons, the Rishonim say that one does not get malchus for Tom Kicker. Rabbeinu Tam argues and says actually there are malchus for violating Tom Kicker. And he says the basis of Gili Nachum, again, we haven't seen the source yet, but the source that we learned from Kashrink Kalim, Trev Kalim, is not really a source. It's simply a Gili Milsa Ba'amah telling us that there's an issue that exists, but it's not really a source of Tom Kicker. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam felt that there is going to be malchus for one who violates Tom Kicker. Okay, so let's go through the source now. So we know Tom Kicker is learned from Mishras. How do we learn from Mishras? So Gemara says, Litain Tom Kicker, Shimshara, Anavim b'mayim, if you soak the grain, the grapes rather than water, v'yesham tam yain, it tastes like wine still, chayef. So if you have wine that's half a revius, let's say, and the other half is water, it still tastes like wine, that's going to be tam kikr and chayef. Ah, you only have less than a kazayas of the wine, it doesn't make a difference, there's tam kikr. The taste itself is like the ikr, like you're actually drinking full wine. So mikan, from here, Ata dan l'chola Torah kulu. We're able to apply to the rest of the Torah this concept of Tom Kicker. Ma nazir, she'ein isuri iser olam. The nazir is only a temporary iser, right? It only lasts as long as he took it for, or he could have a chacham undo it. The ein iser isur hana. There's no iser hana either. A nazir can get hana from wine. We learned the sugyas in Erevin. A nazir could even use it for Erev Tchumim. Ah, he can't l'maisa drink it. He could get hana from yain. V'yesh hetter l'iser l'isurei. That there's a hetter for his iser, in that he could, he could chacham undo it. And we say this is a very, very chomer dikadin of Tom Kicker. Nonetheless, if there's taste, it's like it's mamish there. So now we can apply that to Kalayim. Kalayim she isuri isur olam, that once Kalayim is made, it's asa forever. You have a crossbreed of different types of foods, that's asa forever. There's no fixing it. Visuri isur hana, and it's asa to get hana from this. Vein hetel isur, there's no way to undo the isur. Ein no din she yasa Tom Kicker. So certainly, by Kalayim, where they have all these chumras, certainly we should also have the other chumra of Tom Kicker. And so too, v'huadin, sorry? V'huadin, yeah, if you eat it. V'huadin, l'arla, if you, the same would apply to the din of arla, b'shtayim. Now, arla doesn't have all three arla, at least has two of the qualifications, that the iser, it's an iser na, and there's no heter for the iser within the 3 years, but it's not an iser olam, because after 3 years, arla is then permitted. That's a little tricky. Because the fruit that's grown, that fruit itself is, but the tree. So it's a little tricky how that one works. But either way, just reading very superficially right now, there two of them certainly do match up to the case of Nazir. So either way, we see that Tom Kicker's learned from the word Mishras. Nazir is the source, and through Kav Chomer, we apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara then says, Hamani, who is this? This is the Shita of the Rabbanan here. Rabbanan do not accept Heter Mitztarf L'Isser. So therefore, the word Mishras is available for them to use Tom Kicker. But Rabbi Yochanan, Damak Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva that we do say Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser, and that's based on the word Mishras. So we're going to figure out, according to him, according to Rabbi Akiva, how does he know Tom Kicker? So let's fact check one more time. Mishras is used, according to some opinions, Rabbi Abahu used it to teach us Hetem Mitztarif L'Isser. That's really the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So for him, Mishras is not available for Tom Kicker. He has to learn another source, we'll see shortly. Rabbanan, who do not hold of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, the word Mishras is available. What's it available to? It's available to learn the din of Tom Kicker. So the Gemara now wants to know, where do we find that Rabbi Akiva in general holds that Heter is Mitzarif L'Isser, and then we're going to use Mishras as the basis. So where do you find this? Hey, Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? Elam, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva, the Masnisin of the Mishnah, Maseches Nazir, which says Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shishara Pito Bayain, that he takes his bread and he soaks it in wine and he eats the bread. V'yeshbo l'tzarif kazayis, he eats enough of a kazayis, chayiv. Umimai dimipas mayayin. Maybe, who said that when you're creating the kazayis of wine, you're taking a little bit of the wine and a little bit of the bread to create the kazayis, you're mitzarif hetelitzer. Who said that's the case? Dilma, mayayin l'chudei. Maybe it's enough wine that he's soaking at drinking the wine itself as kazayis, separate from the bread. V'chitem, you're going to tell me, miyayin l'chudei, if he's only drinking or eating kazayis of wine, and you don't need to mitzarif the bread, what's the chiddush? My lamemra. We know, if the nazir drinks wine, a kazayis wine, he's certainly over the iser. So if he eats wine that's in bread, he takes a bite of bread and it's kazayis of wine, it's the same thing. What's the difference whether he's drinking it or eating it from the bread? He's having a kazayis of wine. What's the chiddush there? My lamemra. My lamemra. And the Gemara answers, hok kamash malan, diafagav de tarovis. The chiddush is by tarovis. When he drinks the wine straight, that's bad. But the chiddush is even when he eats the wine or drinks the wine through a tarobis, that too is subject to the iser kazayis. So there's no, you can't learn from that statement of Rabbi Akiva. It's just not clear. So where do you see explicitly that Rabbi Akiva says you can be mitzvah of the heter to the iser to combine to a total of kazayis? Ella must be Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Sheshara Pito Biyayin, V'achal Kazayis Mi Pas U'miyayin. You have a Kazayis that you are combining. It says explicitly, you're using a little bit of the wine and also the Pas to create the Kazayis, your Chayiv. So that's the clear statement that Rabbi Akiva does hold of Hetem Mitzarif Le Isser. What's the source? The source of from Mishras. That's why Rabbi Akiva is the one who needs to learn, we'll see in a second, why. Where does he learn Tam Kicker from? So Gemara says, okay, so now we establish the word Mishras is to teach me Hetem Mitzarif Le Isser to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself, Tam Kicker Minali. How does he know this concept of Tam Kicker, which again means when you taste something, it's as if you're eating the entire out. It's really the taste is like Nevela. The taste is like Chaz. The taste is like Bas B'chol. How does he know this? So the Gemara says, Tam Kicker is learned from the following. Minale, Yalaflei, Mi Bas B'chol. Bas B'chol, Lav Taimi Ba'amahu. V'asr is a Bas B'chol not simply a taste, and yet you're subject to the Isser Bas B'chol. Why is it only taste? If you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us around 10 narrow lines up in Rashi, basa b'chalav, basa shenis bashel b'chalav. If you have meat that was cooked in milk, v'abasa be'en, but the basa is still be'en, ela shetam halchalav nidlapa. Right? You soak it or you cook it. So you take the meat out, so the milk is still remains in the pot. But there's still the flavor and this tam of the milk. And one goes ahead and eats it, he's subject to the iser deraisa of basa b'chalav. So we see tam of the milk, even though the milk is no longer there, tam is ki'ikr. So again, Yalaf mi basa b'chalav, lav taima ba'amahu, is it not simply tam of milk, and yet still usr? Hachanami lo shna, says Rabbi Akiva, so too we can apply tam kicker across the board to every other area of iser b'tara. So Rabban respond back, Rabbanan mi basa b'chalav, lo garmina, and you can't learn from basa b'chalav, the chidushu, we have a concept, you can't learn ein bo ela mi chidushu. If something's a davar chidush, so basa b'chalav is a big chidush. The concept, we'll see with the chiddush in just a second, you can't apply that which is a chiddush to it to elsewhere where it's a more normal way of creating the iser. What's a chiddush? My chiddush. Ilema the ha'ilchudei, shari, ubahada hadadei, aser. If you're going to tell me, because each one independently, the basar and the chalav respectively are both mutter. It's only when you hadada hadadei, you put them together, does it create an iser. That's a chiddush, right? How do you have that which is heter, a heter, and it creates an iser together? So that's a chiddush. Gemara says, wait a second. Kalaim nami ha'ilchudei shari or b'hadad the aser. It's not such a chiddush. Chiddush when it happens once in the Torah. One time. Once you have two cases in the Torah like this, that's no longer a chiddush. Because kalaim is the same thing. You have, whatever the case is, you have wool and linen. They're both mutter separately. You put them together, that's kalaim. You have this animal, that animal to plow separately, that's fine. But you put them together, a horse and a donkey together, that's an iser. So this shouldn't, it's not a chiddush. It exists anywhere, other places in the Torah. So what's the chiddush of basa b'chalav? Ela must be, ela di tari like kulioma b'chalba shari. If you take meat and you soak it in water, not hot, not cooked, you just put it in cold water, that's actually mutter midaraisa. Because lo sevashel b'gdi b'chel v'imo, only when there's bishul will create an iser deraisa. But to soak it, that's mutter. So you soak it in the water, in the milk, that's actually permitted, but suddenly you turn the fire on and bashala, you cook it. Bishulei aser, that becomes aser. That's a chiddush. Where else do you have that only through bishul will create iser, but through soaking it won't create iser? That's why there's a chiddush, and that's why you cannot derive the tam kicker from basa b'chalav. That's the chachamim's response. So they need to learn tam kicker from mishras. Rabbi Akiva responds back. He says, Rabbi Akiva nami basa b'chalav vade chiddush. He concedes. You're right. You can't learn from basa b'chalav. I agree. That's a big chiddush. So what's the source? Ella yalf migulei nachrim. So gilei nachrim. Lav time of ba'amahu va'aser hachanami loshna. So what's gilu nachrim? So gilu nachrim is, I'll say it outside, then we'll look in Rashi to see this inside together. It's when you have a pot from your non-kosher, non-Jewish neighbor, or it doesn't keep kosher. So now it's clean, completely clean. But you used it in the past 24 hours. But you can't use it, you have to kosher first. Why? It's clean, wash it out, the soap, because there's still tam, there's still taste embedded in the walls, and when you cook it with my food, it's going to come out. So that's tam, all it is a taste, and yet it's aser. That's why you have to kasher it. So just like it's usher by the case of the Gilei Nachrim, of a kashering of Hagalas Kalim and Libun, so too by other Yisurim, we say the Tam is as if the actual item is present. So look at Rashi. Rashi says five wide lines down, Gilu Nachrim, Kedera, Shibishal Bo Nachri, a pot that was used by a non-Jew, Ukshechoze Yisrael. Now Yisrael goes ahead, Umivashaba, he cooks it, Migalas B'liasa, the Toch She Yisrael. So he has to magalev, lashon hagala. He has to remove, extract. Rashi's lashon gil means lashon makiu poli, to extract. You have to extract the taste that's embedded in the walls. The Torah asarta b'maisa midyan. And if you don't, it's asa to use these pots. Based in the Mechemes Midyan, after they defeated Midyan, they took all the spoils of the war, and included was different types of pots and pans. And the Torah tells us how to kasha. That's the source. Kol davar esh yavai be'esh. That which was used with fire, you need to do libun. That which was used with boiling water, you need to do hagala. There's the source of hagala's kelim and all of kasher. Dehainu yorosu kumkumsin v'kyotzben shemar tichan osin ha'or. Anything that was used with fire, you have to kasher the way it was used. So we see, why do you have to kasher? Because the tam that's there, the tam is ki'ikr. That's the source. So the Gemara says, read this inside one more time. Ela yalof mi gilei nachrim. Gilei nachrim lav time ba'am. Who is it not based on tam only, and yet it's usher without kashering? Hachanami lo shno. Here too, meaning by any other shah, any other iser, if there's tam, it's ki'ikr. That's the basis of gilei nachrim. Rabbanan say back, gilei nachrim nami chidishu. That's also a chidish. What's a chidish by gilei nachrim? Da kol nosen tam lefgam mutter. The gamrina minavela. V'hach asr. There's a concept. That which has bad flavoring. Nosen tam, there's nosen tam the shvach, something that gives good flavor. Nosen tam the fgam is a pogam, is bad flavoring. So normally, nosen tam the fgam, bad flavoring, is mutter, based on nevela. What's the basis from nevela? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says this is four wide lines up, the gamrina min nevela. It says in the pasuk, lo sochlu kol nevela lager. Any nevela you shouldn't eat, but lager, what's lashon? Titnu, I think the pasuk says, that you can't eat it, lo sochlo kol nevela, but you should give it to the ger. So the Gemara darshins, Rashi says, haruya la ger, kriya nevela, that which is fit to give to ger, for the ger to eat, so that is called nevela. But she'ena ruya la ger, if it's not fit, it's pagam, it's disgusting, ena kriya nevela, that's not called nevela. So chalos iser, the shame nevela, only exists when it's edible, when it's fit to be eaten. But when it's not fit, when it's pagam, when it's disgusting, that's not called nevela, the iser goes away. So kolotar kula, we say, no sin tam lefgam is actually mutter, based in this case in nevela. If it's not edible anymore, it's not a nevela, it's not aser, it's mutter. But here, suddenly, the taste that's embedded in the walls of pots, is pagam, right? It's been 12 hours since they used it. Any taste there, it's probably bad. And yet, the Torah said it's aser to use without kashering. There's a chiddush. That's a chiddush, and therefore, Rabban said you cannot use gulei nachim as a source, a basis of tam kikr. Rabbi Kiva says back, no. Rabbi Kiva, kederav chia brei derav huna. If you have a pot that was used more than 24 hours by a non-Jew, you don't have to kasher. My neighbor is not Jewish. They cooked chazer 36 hours ago, hasn't been used. I could cook it, midraisa, because the time that's there is pagam. The only time it's aser is if I'm using within 24 hours where the time is still fresh. It's still fresh. So the answer, when it's only pagam, when it's more than 24 hours, but within 24 hours, which is called bas yoma, that day, within 24 hours, that's still a shvach. And the Torah says that only then do you have to kasher it, so there is tam l'shvach, and we would say tam kikr. So again, says the Rabbi Kiva, k'drav chia barei d'rav huna, damar lo asa tara el k'dera bas yoma. There's only an issur to use it within the bas yoma, within 24 hours. Hilkach lav nosin tam l'fgamu. That's not called nosin tam l'fgam. But Rabbanan Kedera Bas Yoma Nami Lo Efshir De Lo Pigme Porter. Rabbanan hold that even within Bas Yoma, even within 24 hours, it's still called a Fagam. Every time an hour goes by, it gets worse and worse and worse. There's always going to be some deterioration of the flavoring of it. So you just use it at 9 o'clock in the morning, you cleaned it. But by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 hours later, the taste is worse. And it gets worse as the day goes on. That's a little bit of Fagam. And according to the Torah, that should actually be Mutter. If you wait an hour, let's say, an hour of Fagam comes in, you shouldn't have to kash it. Yet the Torah says you still have to kasher within 24 hours, even though it's no sin tam lefgam. Must be this is a chiddush, and therefore you cannot use gilei nachrim as a basis for tam kikr. So let's review quickly. We start by talking about the exception of heter mitzarf l'isser. The Rabbi Abo quoted from Rabbi Yochanan that we don't say heter mitzarf l'isser only by nazir. Nazir is the one exception based on the pasuk of Mishras. Zir applied this also to Seor Baal Takhtiru. The Gemara extended it even to Chametz also. We would say heter is mitzarf l'isser. And then the Gemara went to have a whole discussion. By other cases, we don't say this. And we said the reason why by the Truma case, there would be a iser if a zar would eat it, not because a heter is a mitzarif iser, rather because a new concept of a kazayis b'chdechias pras is a din deraisa, and if he ate it over the course of several minutes, that's why he gets the iser, but not because of heter mitzarif iser. That's unique to those two cases we just mentioned. The Gemara asked a couple of questions about k'dechias pras being deraisa derbanan. we concluded that it is deraisa, but the two examples, the braisa of a chuma was a din, either talvin is derbanan of chuma, or bismanazeh chuma is derbanan. Then we said the word mishas is not necessarily used to teach me heter misaf iser, but maybe it's used to teach me tam kikir, which is the opinion of the chachamim, that tam kikir type, there's taste there, it's like the actual item is there as well. Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds Mishras is Heter Mitzarif Isser. So then how does he know Tom Kicker? That's his last discussion. We first suggested Bas Mechav. We can't learn from there because that's a Chiddush. So then we said he must learn from Gilui Nachrim because that's not a Chiddush, even though Rabbanan felt that it is a Chiddush. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Everybody.